And right now we thought we would call Ed Carter's sports hotline. This is always somewhat controversial. Ed Carter, trapped in East Texas, he still does this dial-up sports hotline like we used to have back in the 80s. I guess it still works for him because he updates it every day.
With your sports break for Tuesday, May the 3, in the year of our post-Tea Party Lord, 20-16, I'm Ed Carter. In the NBA news, glad to see old Dirk's probably going to stay with the Mavericks. We need more Dirks on the Mavericks and less Darren Williams types.
What about that?
Jeez.
Darren Williams is always hurt, and Dirk hasn't missed a game in 18 years and probably never will.
I think he's missed some.
Thanks to a good hometown American boy like Dirk sticking with the Mavericks. We thank you, Dirk. We salute you.
God.
In women's college. In the NFL, looks like the Cowboys are going down that 8-8 highway to hell again. Getting a running back from Ohio State. I didn't even know they played football in Ohio.
God.
Who is this guy they took in the second round? Bad enough he's from Notre Dame, where they pray to the Pope and don't believe in security of salvation.
Jeez.
But now he also can't play for about 2 years because he's got a boo-boo. I tell you right now, Cowboy fans, this is a dumbass pick from stupid land.
God.
And it leads me to this week's Ed Carter editorial.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Cowboy Literati, it's time for Jerry the owner to fire Jerry the GM.
God.
Maybe someday soon we'll get lucky and Jerry the owner will become Jerry the corpse.
Whoa. Wow.
And then maybe then Steven can go to that storage closet out there at Valley Ranch, grab that little hammer, break that glass case, and pull out that dusty fedora and put it on his head and return the Cowboys to greatness.
That's all it takes.
In women's. In political news, I'm glad to see old Trump is beating that Canadian-Mexican Ted Cruz back into obscurity.
Yes.
Old lying Ted thinks he's going to overturn the will of the people by doing all his nerdy debate club backroom finagling to try to weasel a victory out of this whole debacle. Well, it ain't going to happen, lying Ted. Not as long as Ed Carter's breathing.
Oh.
Thank goodness we got a true American patriot by the name of Donald J. Trump, and he's going to put a size 12 Bruno Mali right up your ass, blind Ted. Finally, we got a real salt-of-the-earth type, the Donald, a type who believes in the Bible, and one man, one woman. And then another one man and one woman. And I think he's on his third one man, one woman. Lying Ted, he's going to send you packing back to Puerto Rico, where you came from.
Man, that's...
I'm tired of the Cuban elite thinking they can salsa in here and steal our elections. Old Lying Ted was even so desperate to get votes, he even signed up that period haver to be his running mate.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Ted, if America wanted a bleeder in office, we would have hired Hillary right out the get-go.
You don't hire.
In
elect?
Swimming. And that's your sports break.
Oh, my gosh.
20-16, I'm Ed Carter.
All right. There's Ed Carter. The opinions are his own, so don't complain to us.